You may have heard our story yesterday on City Cafe on little-known facts about Atlanta's Cyclorama, the panoramic painting of the Battle of Atlanta on display in the city's Grant Park. Here's a fact which is becoming well-known as the news broke this morning. The Cyclorama will leave its home in Grant Park and move to the Atlanta History Center. WABE's Mike Johns joins me now with more on this story. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
So how did this move come about?
Well, the news came from Mayor Kasim Reed this morning in what he called an important economic development announcement. The Atlanta History Center has reportedly already raised over $32 million for the move, and that money is going towards constructing a building to house the painting as well as actually transporting it. In City Cafe's story yesterday, it was mentioned that the painting weighs over 9,000 pounds. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
It's pretty heavy.
It's a hefty piece of art.
Yeah, it's pretty big. That money is also going to go towards restoration, which that alone is estimated to cost about $8 million. A little bit of background. The city and the History Center have been involved in talks about the future of the Cyclorama since 2007. And the city put together a panel to explore site options in 2012, and they considered places like Centennial Olympic Park, and they looked at keeping it in Grant Park. But ultimately, an Atlanta couple, Lloyd and Marianne Whitaker, offered a gift of $10 million in support of a relocation to Buckhead, and that really furthered the their fundraising efforts to bring it there. And that money, that $10 million, will be designated as the endowment fund to maintain the painting.
You mentioned that the History Center will be constructing a new building. Where will that be exactly?
Well, the History Center has released an animated rendering of the site, which shows that the new building will be adjacent to their recently constructed Veterans Memorial Park, just beyond it, really. So,
when can we expect to see work begin? Do we know yet?
Yeah, well, I spoke with WABE reporter Jonathan Shapiro moments ago, really, and he tells me that the next steps, the city council, they're about to go on summer recess. So the earliest that they can consider this type of deal will be late August, and once that decision is made, the earliest that construction would start would be summer next year, roughly, followed by several years of construction. Mayor Reed says that sees this as a good synergy between these three institutions, but also it's a money-saving measure in the run-up to infrastructure improvements, since while the city will still own the painting, the History Center will be in charge of maintaining it and in employing those people who will do that, and tour guides, etc.
Of course, I don't have to tell you, Mike, I'm a big history nut.
So of course,
one of the big questions that comes to mind is, what's to become of the historic building where the painting is currently housed?
And where it's been since the early 20s.
Yeah. Right.
Well, according to the AJC, Zoo Atlanta is expected to adapt the Grant Park building, converting it for administrative offices. They're also going to be using it as a new events space, which will overlook an elephant habitat. So it should be quite pleasant.
A interesting future ahead for the building and the city, not to mention what's going on at the History Center. Thank you so much, Mike Johns.
Certainly.
Well, WABE will have more on this story this afternoon, beginning at 4 on All Things Considered.